Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring.
Hello.
And Derek Brandale. We are the A-team for this wonderful weekend, shepherding you through the outdoors, as I like to say. You ever thought you'd be a shepherd, Michael?
Not in a million years.
Not in a million years. You see what I'm saying?
I dreamt this reality
exactly.
For myself.
Okay, when you were signing up, did you ever dream that one day you would be referred to as a shepherd? There you go. You look like one with that beard, by the way.
So I'm cultivating the shepherd look.
With the closures of restaurants, bars, and the fresh fish grocery counters, and although they're slowly starting to come back online, thank God. But, you know, what we don't understand, yes, as I said earlier on, it hurts us not to be able to do all these wonderful activities like go to a restaurant or a fresh fish place and get some. And so we take it personal, but it goes so much farther than that. And in this particular case, have you ever thought what happens without us consuming fish? All the fish that is coming in to market, like, where does it go? Somebody mentioned earlier on that, I think it was Sean, that 70% of the fish harvested in this country is consumed in restaurants.
That's right.
Well, think about that. With those restaurants closed, like, what's happening with that? I mean, there's some talk that Ontario Freshwater Commercial Fishery might not survive it. So to talk to us about that is Jane Graham. She is the Executive Director of Ontario Commercial Fisheries Association, or OCFA. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday. This is very concerning. Talk to us about the situation. Paint the picture for us, because we have, as consumers, we have no idea. We just go to the store and pick up a fresh fillet of whatever we want, take it home and enjoy it with the family. But how it gets there and what is happening with it right now is, whew, man, it's foreign to us. Talk to us about that.
Yes, it's been very significant for the commercial fishery on the Great Lakes, especially for Lake Erie, which constitutes about 85% of the commercial fishery in the province. And we have what happened basically in mid-March when all the restaurants and everything shut down is that we lost our markets. And because we lost our markets, the processors couldn't process. They couldn't sell it to anybody. And as a result, the fishermen couldn't go out fishing.
Wow.
So it's very unfortunate because April and May tend to be the largest and most productive month for commercial fishing in this province.
And the OCFA is what, the governing body for all of these commercial fishermen? Is that the way it works? And when was this established, by the way? How long has it been around?
So we've been around for 75 years. We're a nonprofit organization, and we represent both the fish harvesters and the fish processors in the province.
Okay. And where are you located, by the way?
Our office is in Blenheim, Ontario.
Yeah, Blenheim. I know it well. Okay, so all of these commercial fishermen, and one of the questions I have that's not on our list here, most of us weren't or aren't even aware that there's enough commercial fishery or fishing licenses out there to even make a difference here in Ontario. But by the sounds of it, there's still an industry, a commercial fishery industry in freshwater. Talk to us
about
that.
That's right. There's about 110 to 120 commercial fishing licenses in the province. We have about 13 processors in the province that take this fish. And in total, we represent more than 1,100 jobs.
Wow. No idea. Absolutely floored me with that. No idea. And is it mostly in the Lake Erie area?
About 85% of the commercial fishing takes place on Lake Erie, as does most of the processing take place along the shores of Lake Erie.
Now, I was once told that the walleye that we consume, or pickerel, I guess some people call it, that we see in the big box food stores that we buy, doesn't come from Ontario. It comes from other provinces. Is there any truth to that, or are we still supplying some of our own walleye?
We certainly do supply some, but we also, our major competitor in Manitoba may also be shipping some fish into the province as well.
Okay. So we still have a sustainable walleye fishery out of Lake Erie. That's fantastic. That's great news. I had no idea. And how about perch? Are we doing perch commercially at all?
Yes, we do. Yellow perch and walleye are our biggest are the biggest species of fish that we catch. And certainly our walleye is in abundance right now. Our quotas went up about 18% this year for walleye.
Wow, that's good news. Obviously, they're based on the stock, right? Obviously, if the inventory is there, then your quotas go up. And that obviously is a very good sign.
That's right. It's all based on science.
So where are we then with this pandemic? What does this mean? Lay it out for us.
So a lot of what it means is that there's a great deal of uncertainty out there right now about the future and what the future of demand looks like. There is some fishing that has come back. As I mentioned before, this is the biggest time of year, especially for catching yellow perch. The fishermen did go out to catch some yellow perch because our inventories were down. And as markets start to slowly reopen and cottage season, and it's just the traditional time of year for this type of fishing to go on, that we so there was a bit of a market for that came back. But you have to remember, we're not even harvesting close to what we harvested last year or the year before. We are at a fraction of what was caught before.
And there's no catching up to this, is there? I mean, it's not like you could say, okay, well, you know what? When things get back on the rails, we'll make up. We'll have at it, right? But there's no catching up. I mean, there's only so many hours of daylight in a day and so many days in a week, right?
That's correct. And once again, it's all about this uncertainty. What's demand look like when we come back? And we just don't know how to address that right now because we don't know what that's going to look like.
I'll tell you one thing, and I don't know a whole lot about this situation, but I can certainly do some accounting here. I can tell you one thing. I got a feeling that our fish price at the grocery store is going to go through the roof when we eventually get out of this mess. If and when. I mean, I'm not the if, I guess, but when we get out of this mess, it's got to drive the prices up.
That remains to be seen what happens at the end of all this in terms of pricing.
Okay. I hope not. I hope it stays where it is because there's nothing better than a good meal of fish. I certainly look forward to having many more. Now that I know that there's a chance of having some Ontario caught walleye, I'll buy more of it. I automatically assumed it was all coming out of Manitoba. So. Good information there for sure. Anything that consumers should be aware of?
Well, I think, Angela, last time you and I talked, we talked about the Lake Erie walleye and yellow perch having MSC certification. That's the Marine Stewardship Council certification, and that is the global gold standard for sustainability. So we're very proud of that as an industry that we meet the sustainability requirements for that fish and, encourage people to eat Ontario fish.
And can they get it? Is it easily identified, Jane, if they look in the right places?
It's usually when it is on the in the fish counter, yes, it's identified as Lake Erie yellow perch or Lake Erie walleye.
And I guess folks could start asking for it too, right? I mean, that is the other option. If you go to your favorite grocery store and they don't have it, I guess we could start asking for it. Why not? Why wouldn't we start asking for our own fish?
Please do.
Okay. All right, Jane. Listen, pleasure as always. You take care of yourself during these rather strange times. Hopefully the next time we talk, it'll be under much better conditions.
Thank you, and you take care as well.
Executive Director of the Ontario Commercial Fisheries Association, or OCFA, Jane Graham. And if you want more information on that whole subject, by the way, go to ocfa.ca. A very interesting website. It's an eye-opener on things that we have absolutely no idea are taking place behind the scenes in terms of our fishery. So check it out, ocfa.ca. And next time you go to the fish counter, say, hey, where's my Ontario walleye? What's this Manitoba stuff? Never mind that stuff.